Are you faithful to her?
Don't speak to me like that, your wife!
I do not want to stand in front of Allah, and Allah asks me, Ali, what did you do for me? And I say, Allah, I did dawah. And he says, you are a liar. You are a liar. You did it for the fame, you did it for the money, you did it for the views. Guys, I'm in front of the Kaaba. What I'm about to say is not made up. Imagine you watch this video and donate £100 for 10 salah mats. And from 10 of them, only one just comes to the Kaaba and prays all their salah for 4 days. Prays their janazah, prays their jummah, prays their tahajjud, prays all their 5 salahs. Every single salah is equivalent to 100,000. And guess who gets the reward? You. You literally taught them how to pray by donating this guided prayer mat. So do not miss on this reward. Jazakallah khair. Click the button or the link and donate now.
Went this quite fast this year, didn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but it went really fast with Panama. Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
It is. It's mad, man. Subhanallah. Have you reached it yet, bro?
Yeah, we have actually.
Oh, we reached it, yeah?
Yeah, we reached it.
Oh, okay. Let me start the video then. Okay, guys. So I've reached 1 million subscribers. I don't know what you're expecting. Yani, should I clap, jump? Yani, what should I do? Should I be happy? Yeah, like Sheikh said, yeah, we can say Alhamdulillah. And it's true, we should say Alhamdulillah. All praise belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm going to have a heart to heart with you guys. I'm going to be very honest and brutal for the 10 years I've been in the dawah and the lessons that I've learnt. And I'm being brutally honest for the sake of the future generation of, I'll say YouTubers, I won't say duat. I don't class myself as a duat. People call me that. I prefer, actually, I'm even thinking of changing my name to Ali Needs Dawah on the YouTube, inshallah. And I'm being quite brutally honest. I have the Quran in my hand. Sheikh Muhammad is here, and Sheikh, I know there's an opinion that you can take an off by the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm going to take an off because everything that I'm about to tell you guys, it's genuinely from the heart and genuinely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I say wrong is from shaitan and myself. Anything good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I take an off by this Kitab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Wallahi billahi wa tillahi, and I swear upon the Rabb of the Kaaba. Everything I'm about to say is inshallah true, and the lessons that I learnt, and some things you guys might not know, but it's important for me to mention this to you guys. Now, brothers and sisters, when I first came to Islam, in Speaker's Corner, I had no intentions of doing videos. I met brother Imran ibn Mansur, dawah man, may Allah bless him and his family, Ustad Adnan Rashid, Musa Adnan. When I was kicked out of my house, they aided me, they sheltered me, they looked after me. They played a massive role. Imran ibn Mansur, dawah man, may Allah bless him and preserve him. He encouraged me to do videos. He encouraged me, and obviously, depends, maybe some people might say to me, no, maybe you should have not. But anyways, inshallah, everything that I do of good, he benefits from, inshallah. But anyways, so he told me to do videos, and I said to him, Aki, I'm happy with coming speakers, I'm just having a dialogue. I'm not really a camera guy, I don't want to be on camera. He said, no, look, you know, what's wrong, etc. Anyways, I decided to start recording my discussions. Short story, inshallah, long story short. And wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my witness. And I've taken off by this kitab. Wallahi billahi. I've taken off by the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this book, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, that I had no intentions ever to make money off YouTube. Ever. I had no intentions of views or this, that. I genuinely love doing dawah, and that's what I wanted to do. Now, does this mean because you didn't start with that intention that your intention doesn't change? No way. I would be a liar if I came and said to you, my intentions don't change. Everybody's intention changed. You have some days that are for you, some days are against you. I think it was Imam Shafi, he said, I've never fought with anything so hard except my intentions. One day is for me, the next day is against me. And wallahi, this is exactly the case. Anybody who's in the YouTube scene, who's involved in dawah or not, if anyone comes and says to me, I have no intention problems, I'll say to him, you have the biggest intention problems. If you can come and say, I'm sure of myself, wallahi, the shaitan has got you from the jugular vein. Everybody has intention problems, brothers and sisters. And along my journey, brothers and sisters, there's many things I learned. One thing that I saw disturbing to me was as my numbers grew, my subscriber base grew, you know, we're at 1 million now, and even before that, wallahi, I have never ever followed or had an aim. Uqsum billah, if I had the aim of reaching 1 million or reaching 500,000, I have no concern. If it reaches, it reaches. I have no concern of, because some people were commenting on the video saying, yeah, Ali, post some more videos, you're nearly 1 million. And I was thinking, I don't care. Wallahi, I don't care if I reach 1 million. It means nothing. Why? Because brothers and sisters, why are we so sure? How do I know this 1 million subscribers is good for me? How do you know? How do you know that me reaching 1 million means Allah is pleased with me? Why do we get this understanding from? Do you know where to get it from? Our aql. I always mention this. Aql over the naql. We think just because in the materialistic world things are increasing, I reach a million, I got this many views. How do I know? Number one, it's genuinely for the sake of Allah. Number two, how do I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted it? I'm a human being. I make mistakes. A lot of mistakes. But brothers and sisters, wallahi, genuinely from my heart, I want nothing but good. If there's one thing that I can say I know about myself, I hope I'm correct, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows me better, that I want goodness for everybody. I don't look at anybody with evil intent. I don't look at him, how can I see his downfall, let me see him. Personally, that's only one thing that I know of myself that I can vouch for. Genuinely, I do this for the love of it. And number two, Ali needs dawah. I do this because it keeps me in check. Brothers and sisters, today we're going to do an appeal for salam. I'm around practicing beautiful brothers. If I wasn't doing dawah, I might be going and committing sins. I do this because it keeps Ali in check. If Ali was not involved in dawah, I would be God knows doing what sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects me. And in this journey, if people can benefit and I, inshallah, I'm in check, wallahi, that's the biggest achievement for me. All of my public deeds, guys, I see at null. And some of you guys may be thinking, subhanAllah, look at brother Ali. He seems so humble. Once again, wallahi, if I was in double minds about speaking about this because I might sound humble. Wallahi, Allah is my witness. Forgive me if I sound like that. I'm just being genuine with you guys. My intentions, brothers and sisters, is not to sound humble, but be real with you guys. And I have to. So this keeps me in check, guys. Because you know why? Because if I'm involved in dawah, I have to be around people who do dawah. I need to study materials to dawah. I need to do dawah. So it keeps me in check. But brothers and sisters, in this journey, people have come to me and said, Ali, you're Ali Dawah. Why do you, Yani, you should have a certain, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, the way you have expectations. People were coming to me and saying, you know, you should act a bit more like Ali Dawah. And I said, what do you mean by that? I didn't understand what you mean by acting and behaving like Ali Dawah. What does that mean? I mean, should I be, and this connects to monetary things, by the way. Because some people will come and complain about me and Muhammad Hijab and be like, for example, my sponsors. I have sponsors, brothers and sisters. And these sponsors, wallahi, none of them I've gone and found them. I've never gone to anybody and said, can you be my sponsor? They have come to me and I said, brother, we're not employable individuals. Yeah? I used to do Uber. So whatever you want to give, it's totally up to you. But people will come and say, oh, you're undercharging, this, that. You know, people come and say, oh, how much do you charge to, let's say, somebody else? And they'll say, oh, I want this much for this video. And they'll say, yeah, but what about hijab? And they've got more followers, but they're charging less than that. People will be upset. Brother, you should put the mark up. And I'm thinking, yeah, aki. And this is a point that I want to come to. People have turned dawah like it's their dad's business, like it's their dad's money. There are people who feel entitled, and I'm not giving names to anybody. Dawah is not your dad's, it doesn't belong to you. It's an amanah given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. You cannot act and behave. We hear stories of people coming to give speech, talks, and charging thousands of pounds. They're being asked, yeah, I want me and my one and my two wives to be flown out in business class. Who the hell do you think you are? Who the hell do you think you are? This is an amanah for you to serve the deen. This is an amanah for you to serve the community. Now there is another extreme, which is eat grass. No charge. That's another extreme.
Ali.
Yes?
No, that's you. That's the whole extreme.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said to stop. No, it's not actually. I'm far from that. Sorry. And the other extreme is eat grass. Yani, don't charge anything, etc. No, there are du'at who have to make a living. They have to provide for their family, subhanAllah. That's the other extreme. Brothers and sisters, there are times I hear, wallahi, stories of people who are working for charities and they are charging percentages, 30%, 20%. You know what that means? And there are some very rare individuals, by the way. I don't want to discourage you guys from giving donations. Charging 20, 30%. Yeah, Aki, you are in the same breath saying, Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you give towards an orphan, you'll be like this in heaven. How are you lifting those two fingers up when you know you're taking 30% of the orphan's money? Now, am I saying it's haram? No. I hold Sheikh Haytham's opinion that it shouldn't be done. And I'm not trying to blast anybody, but the point is this, I'm being real. I don't care if you hate me, I don't care. It's disturbing. Now, can somebody work for a charity that you get paid by their cost outside of the funds and get 100%? It's totally fine. You're employed by them, you're 100%. No problem, decent amount. Not, brother, I want £5,000-6,000 a month, please. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, there was a time where I gave my, I can't remember what it was. I think it was my YouTube, yeah? I gave my YouTube platform to a brother and sister. Yeah? They wanted to use it to raise funds. And they raised funds. And then some issue happened. And the brother, one of the brothers from the organization, the charity they were raising funds for, came to me and said, yeah, brother, you know, you're charging too much. I'm thinking, what's he talking about? I said, yeah, he's like, you know, it was too much. They didn't raise enough. I'm thinking, what? Brother, I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he said to me this. I said, brother, I'm not getting charged for that. I let them use my platform. And he's like, yeah, but they're charging us. And I was shocked. Wallah, I was shocked. I didn't know that my platform is being used, which I gave. I said, look and use it. That he was under the impression that I'm getting a cut out of it. And I said, okay, I didn't ask for no money. I gave my platform, use it. And I was so disturbed. These are the things that's happening, brothers and sisters. We get complacent in the dawah. This is a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a money machine. It has been turned into a business. So much so, in Speaker's Corner, I see brothers, may Allah bless and preserve them. Yeah, I believe I have very bad, sometimes my intention need to be checked. So I'm not trying to have a go at people and being the Mr. Righteous. People are fighting over clips. Let me record. Are you fighting over clips, brother? Like, you're fighting for clips that I need to get. I understand everyone has to earn a living. But brothers and sisters, you're fighting over a video. Are you here to do dawah? Yeah, and there's nothing wrong. Yes, record it, you make some kind of living, understandable, you're putting effort in. People, I'm hearing people swearing at each other's mother. I'm so sorry. I saw two brothers arguing. The other one's, wallahi, a Muslim who prays, who records in the park saying your mother, he swore his mother. Wallahi, I was shocked. Because they had a dispute about a video. And then, subhanAllah, there was times, a couple of years ago, I would invite a brother, Aki, can you come and do this? How much are you paying? And money is not an issue. And I said, brother, for example, I can afford this. And he did not come. I don't know if he didn't come for that reason or not, wallahi. But he seemed a bit like, Aki, can you not come? That's what I can afford. The organization can afford that. Forgive me, Yani. SubhanAllah. These expectations. I'm in the dawah. Wallahi, the fact that Allah chose you, the fact that you're doing dawah, the fact that you're calling to Allah's path is more than enough that we should spend money to. But I understand not everyone's situation is different. I am not against those who are getting paid for their services, 100%. Imams, these people should be paid properly, not peanuts, they are underpaid. I am not talking about that, brothers and sisters. We have to be just. I'm sorry for this rant, but brothers and sisters, wallahi, I'm being genuinely honest. I'm sorry if you wanted to watch this video of me being happy. And wallahi, look, let me be honest. I am grateful and happy. May Allah bless you guys for supporting me. May Allah bless you guys for watching my videos. I appreciate and value that. But wallahi, I genuinely don't believe that the direction that we are going towards is the direction it should be. And once again, this 1 million subscribers, I'll be honest. What, am I going to enter Jannah? Am I going to use my 1 million subscribers? I don't think so. I encourage every single one that's watching this. If you're someone who's a public influencer, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this goes to me first. Anything I'm telling you, I am going through these issues myself. Please, please, brothers and sisters, Allah will take this away from you like this. Allah doesn't need any single one of us. None of us are needed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can replace us in an instant. When it comes to your dealings with the people, yes, and myself, look, sometimes I've been very harsh. There's mistakes that I've made and I will carry on making them. Forgive me. But the point is this, guys. This dawah is not a joke. This is an amana given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will be questioned. Yeah? Do not think your subscribers, your likes, your comments, your fame. When I walk around, many people come. Can I take a picture with you? Like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, wallahi, he said, may Allah forgive you. You know those people who are taking a picture with me? Those people who are putting me on a pedestal like I'm some kind of a champion. May Allah forgive you guys for what you do. May Allah forgive me for what you do not know about me. And may Allah make me better than what you think of me. You know why? Because brothers and sisters, I'm a human being. Yeah? Yes, I might have done a video that might have impacted your life. Alhamdulillah, that's good. May Allah bless you. I have no doubt that my videos and many brothers' videos impact your life. But I don't want to be someone who's a candle, who is giving light to someone else while I am finishing myself. I do not want to stand in front of Allah and Allah asks me, Ali, what did you do for me? And I say, oh, Allah, I did dawah. And he says, you are a liar. You are a liar. You did it for the fame, you did it for the money, you did it for the views. I fear that day. And wallahi, I see all this dawah null. If there's one thing that I rely on, brothers and sisters, and I give you as a 1 million, with it 1 million as a benefit for you, forget the 1 million, concentrate on your private deeds. Concentrate on your private deeds. Do as much private deeds as you can, as much as possible. Because that is the only thing that you know and your Lord knows. Do not rely on your public deeds. If my public deeds are accepted by Allah, alhamdulillah. If it's rejected, I don't even rely on it. I will not even come to Allah and say I've done da'wah. You know why? I don't know. One day it's for me, one day it's against me. I have intention problems. I have many issues. So all I wanted to say was that, brothers and sisters, I know you might have expected this 1 million to be a surprise party, drinking, I don't know, you know, you can't drink, fasting, you know, celebration. Sorry. I'm just being genuine, honest with you guys. I'm sorry if it came across as negativity, but we have to keep each other in check, inshallah. And I want to thank every single one of you guys for supporting this project, this work, inshallah. And what you see behind me is the marriage documentary, brothers and sisters, inshallah, which will be coming out soon. And we'll be doing a 7-city tour around the UK so we can benefit you guys at home. That's all I wanted to say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us and preserve you. One dua, inshallah, if you can make dua for every single da'i and duat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies the intentions and accepts our deeds. Till next time, from Ali Needs Dawah with 1 million subscribers. Ali needs dua and dawah. Yes? Assalamu alaikum.